KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome Christine Chavez and Save Water Santa Fe. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Esteban. How's it going today?
Doing well. Great to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Very excited about today's episode. I know that we have someone that we've had on the program before, and it's a very special guest, and so we'd like to welcome him to the program, and I'll let you do the introduction.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Esteban, and thanks, everyone, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. And our special guest in the studio today is Mr. Jesse Roach, the city's Water Division Director. So welcome, Jesse.
Thank you, Christine and Esteban. It's great to be back. Nice to see you guys again.
Great to see you, Jesse. Welcome, and thanks for being here.
Jesse, just for our listeners, I think it's been maybe 6 months or so since you've been on the show. Why don't you just talk a little bit about yourself, your background? You've been with the city a couple years now. You're no longer a newbie.
Yeah, it's time flies. It's almost 5 years now that I've been with the city.
Yeah.
And very much still enjoying my job and my position here. I grew up in Santa Fe and left after high school and went out to the Bay Area for college and eventually decided I was done with school and went and river guided for a few years and always wanted to be on the sort of boundary between humans and the natural systems that we rely on for our systems. And spending that time in the Grand Canyon telling the story of water in the West, I sort of settled on, boy, water is what I want to do. And so I went back to school and so that I could keep river guiding in the summers and studied hydrology and water resources and eventually came back to New Mexico and worked at Sandia National Labs for about 7 years. And there I was focused on potential climate change impacts to the Rio Grande, really, and modeling that. And eventually wanted to come back to my hometown. And so moved back to Santa Fe and was in private consulting for about 5 years. And then the position for Water Division Director at the city opened up and I applied and was lucky enough to be given the job, and it's been quite a great experience. There's never a dull moment, and we have a lot of great things to show for it. And we also sort of there's some downs and there's some ups, and but really proud of the team that is working on ensuring that Santa Fe has safe, resilient, reliable water supply to meet our needs.
Wow, Jesse. Well, 5 years has really gone by quickly, but I think you've done a great job for the division, and mostly you've really stepped up as our spokesperson, I think, and really talked about all of the great work in the water division. And today we have you on the show because you are featured on the front cover of the Municipal Water Leader February issue. And you, for all of our listeners, you can't see Jesse's great picture on the cover of this magazine, but it's really great because you really had an opportunity to talk about all the great things that, you know, the city is doing. And I think you did a really great job with that write-up. So I wanted to talk to you about that today, sort of how that interview came about. And, you know, you talked a lot about water conservation. And so I did want to have you kind of talk about that to start off with. And then we can get into some of the other things you covered.
Sure. Thanks. It was quite an honor personally for me, because of the format of this magazine is sort of featuring a person as a leader of a utility. But really, I do feel like I have, maybe in the 5 years I've been here, the thing that I have brought is being able to tell the story that was already a good story about everything that's been done at the Water Division. So being able to tell the story is maybe what I've contributed, but I really like the saying, standing on the shoulders of giants. You know, everything that's been done here in the Water Division or at City of Santa Fe Water is stuff that has taken the ideas and the hard work of people before us going way back, you know, into the 50s and 60s when we started expanding our water supply options. And so it's great to sort of see how it's culminated in a position now where, you know, here we are 2024, and the past 20 years or so have been drier than any 20 years that have been seen in the tree ring record. We think that the last 20 years are drier than any 20 years, even in the, you know, the mega droughts that resulted in huge upheaval and abandonment of Chaco Canyon type civilizations. And in that period of time, even as our city has continued to grow, we've ended up in a very strong position from a water supply perspective, and that's all due to the hard work that that has been done by people going back for decades. So this was a great honor for me to be on the cover of this magazine, but really for me it is all about City of Santa Fe Water, and I happen to be the person who's telling that story right now.
Great. So I am looking at the magazine now, and as I was reviewing it, I did want to talk about the two conservation pieces that you sort of mentioned. You know, you had mentioned that we are focusing on reducing outdoor water use and reusing water used indoors. And so let's start with the conservation piece because, you know, that's what I'm all about. And then let's talk about some of the other challenges that you covered in the article.
Okay. Well, one of the stories that that we tell at City of Santa Fe Water is that in the last 20 years, and I should say it was one of the reasons that we're in the position we're in now is because we went through a very difficult period of time in the early 2000s where we were not really keeping up with the demand. There was an extremely dry year on the Santa Fe River in 2002. We were all on groundwater, and we were just barely keeping up. And so it was that sort of trial by drought, I'll say, that helped us in a couple different ways. And one of them is in conservation. And so if you go back to 1995 and you look at how much water we were using as a city, we were using 13,000 acre feet a year. And now, 25 years later, 30 years later, we have a larger population and we're using more like 9 or 10,000 acre feet a year. So from a per person efficiency perspective, we're basically every drop of water today, we're taking twice as far as we took in 1995. And that's entirely, you know, that's huge credit to all the work that has been done by you and your team through the years. And most recently, you know, and I don't remember how long you've been here, but you've certainly been taking that baton and carrying it. And the fact that we're recognized as a model for water use efficiency in the West, that was the sort of byline in this magazine title, is because we are sort of recognized as a leader in conservation. And so that's always going to be where we start is can we use this water more efficiently? And that's one of the main underpinnings of us feeling that we're in a pretty comfortable position from a water resources perspective, even in the face of climate change and huge drought.
Great. Well, so for everyone listening this morning, we are talking to Jesse Roach, the city's water division director, and we're talking about the article in last month's Municipal Water Leader magazine. So we'll take a short break and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Jesse in just a few moments.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Christine Chavez and Dr. Jesse Roach. Welcome back.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to Save Water Santa Fe, where we are talking to Jesse Roach, again, who was featured on the cover of Municipal Water Leader magazine, talking about all the great work in the city of Santa Fe. So earlier in the show, we were talking about the water conservation pieces that Jesse was talking about in this article. But during the break, we were talking about how fortunate we really are to have such a diverse water portfolio. And it reminded me of a presentation at the Next Generation Water Summit 2 years ago, where we had the mayor of Las Vegas on, you know, at the end of the conference. And he was talking about, you know, the fires compromised their water supply, and the whole city had to go into really severe water conservation, strategies. I mean, from like limited toilet flushing to no outdoor watering. I mean, it was pretty intense. And just listening to his story, I think, really put it into context for us about how our water supply really sort of, you know, protects us from those types of emergencies. And so, Jesse, you do spend some time in the article talking about, our water supply and how it differs from other municipalities. And I thought we could start with that.
Sure. I think this is a story that's worth retelling. And the city of Santa Fe is here because of the Santa Fe River, and that was our original and only source for decades, dating back as far as 1880. Before that, certainly people used water from the Acequias for domestic use, but in 1881 is sort of when we chart the beginnings of a utility with the construction of dams on the Santa Fe River. And that supply was our only supply until the 1950s, when a drought of record at that time hit, and we sort of we drilled wells within the city limits, which is are still to this day our second water supply, is the city well field, so local groundwater, and that was enough for another 20 years. And then in the 70s we drilled the Buckman well field, which was meant to be more of a regional groundwater source, bringing groundwater that was meant to be more connected to the Rio Grande. And so that at that point we had the three sources, and that Buckman well field was designed to produce quite a bit of water, but it turns out the geology was a little more complicated than we understood, and it wasn't directly connected to the Rio Grande. And so we were using it in an unsustainable fashion for many years, and the water levels were dropping. And finally, in that year that I mentioned, 2002, everything came to the culmination of, we don't have enough water for this demand. And the demand was slowly being lowered with the conservation efforts, but the pieces were put in place for the Buckman direct diversion, which became our fourth source of water. And with the two river sources and the two groundwater sources, suddenly we find ourselves in a very enviable position where we can focus on just using surface water, which we see every year from the snowpack, and we know how much is in the reservoirs, and we're letting our well fields rest. And so we think about our well fields as our savings account. The water levels are coming back up, so that if and when we find ourselves in a position, hopefully not as extreme as Las Vegas, but some portion or all of our upper of our Santa Fe watershed will at some point burn, we're working hard up there to reduce the intensity of that burn by reducing the fuels up there. But we are preparing ourselves for the situation where we might not have that water for multiple years. And that's where the well fields would come into play again. You can think of it as a fifth source, or I think of it as really expanding the Buckman direct diversion source, is that we're now working on the San Juan Rochama Return Flow Project, which is our first sort of foray into indirect potable reuse. And so the way this will work is there's a portion of water that's diverted from the Rio Grande through the Buckman direct diversion that was sourced initially as Colorado River water, and so through the San Juan Chama Return Flow Project. And so that water then is diverted, goes through the city, and some amount of it, usually about two-thirds of it on an annual average basis, is used indoors and proceeds through our wastewater collection system to the wastewater treatment plant near the airport. And the idea is to return that portion back to the Rio Grande to keep the river down there whole in order for us to be able to divert more from the Rio Grande. So that project will allow us to make our Colorado River water go 2 to 3 times farther than it does now. And so we're all aware that the Colorado River isn't as reliable a resource as people thought when they divvied it up. And so the amount that we have will be subject to drought and some of those constraints. And so we're trying to use it more efficiently such that the total available will be greater even as nature gives us less. So with those four sources, we are we feel like we're in a good place, but we never stop planning. And so I guess this would be an opportunity to mention that we have our current long-range water resources planning effort that we call Water 2100, meaning we're thinking about making sure that we have safe reliable, resilient water out to 2100 and beyond. And we are looking at what the demand, we've already sort of developed the demand scenarios for that, and we presented those to the public last year, or actually in late 22. And then we've been working with the Bureau of Reclamation on climate change related scenarios of supply. And so we hope to present those to the public this year. And when once you have sort of projections of demand and projections of supply, we have a computer-based representation of our system that we use to put those two things together and look out into the future. And we also are hoping to present that tool to the public this year. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for folks to get involved, become educated to the work that we're doing on long-range planning. And then eventually there does become a policy piece to that, a values piece, which is, here's what it looks like, and here are some of our options for what we might want to do in the next 80 years with our water. And that's where public values feedback to us comes into play. So keep posted if you're interested, and we'll provide communication through this show and other means as to as that effort proceeds, where there are places for people to learn more and become involved.
Great. Well, Jesse, I mean, just know how busy you are. I really appreciate you being on the show. And I think that the article is really great and highlights a lot of the great work that the city does. Are there any other parting words or shout outs that you would like to give this morning?
Well, you should have kept this interview for yourself, and then your face would have been on the front of this magazine. it's I'm slightly embarrassed by it, because I really do think it's a story of Santa Fe more than a story of me. But I, in one of our senior level meetings that included the city manager and the mayor, I said, well, one of the pieces of good news we have is that the city of Santa Fe has been recognized as a model for water use efficiency in the West. And I left it at that. And then my boss, the department director, pulled out the magazine and showed it to everybody. So I think it's a story about Santa Fe successes, and I'm glad to be the spokesman at the moment.
Oh, Jesse, you really do a great job. I think I speak for everyone at the Water Division. We're so grateful to have a leader who can get up and communicate, you know, not only the complexity of the system, but the challenges that we're working on, and sort of how all of your division works together on that. So thank you for all of your work, and thanks for being my guest today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful. And so for everyone listening, thank you so much. If you want to learn more about the city's water conservation program, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
I appreciate both of you, Christine and Jesse. And man, it sounds like you're, to use a sports analogy, you're putting the full court press on making sure we have water for the long run. And we just really appreciate that. And kudos to our city being recognized nationally for the work that you all are doing. Through the discussion that we had today, and then through the thought leadership conversations you have with the Next Gen Water Summit when people from around the country come to Santa Fe. Great way to lead our country. And so we are appreciative for both of you, and as you both have said to everyone there in the department. So this is KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM. You've been listening to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and Dr. Jesse Roach. Have a good morning, everybody.